We've been talking about prosperity. And once again, let me remind you that I'm not just talking about money or property. Prosperity means to succeed at something. Whatever it is that is your goal in life, I pray that you will succeed at it. That's what God wants you to do. Not for your benefit, though, but as a testimony to those around you, to those that know you. And I put a definition up finally last week of prosperity. I don't have that in my notes, so I'm going to read it out loud. Prosperity means to advance or gain in any good thing or desirable, successful progress in any business or enterprise, success, attainment of the object desired, as the prosperity of arts, agricultural or commercial prosperity, national prosperity, our disposition to abuse the blessing of providence renders prosperity dangerous. That last line, what's it say? It say that sometimes when you are prosperous, you turn away from God, and then God has to destroy your prosperity to get your attention and bring you back home again. So when you are prosperous, when you do succeed, you make sure God gets the glory and God gets the honor and God gets the benefit. And that's going to lead us in a moment into today's study. Here's what we've looked at in the past. We've looked at the fact that for some, prosperity is directly from God. In other words, God gives it not necessarily because of you or me, but God does it because He wants to do it. He's chosen to prosper some people. Some people out there, it seems like everything they touch turns to gold. And the rest of us are jealous. Well, you have no right to be jealous because you are who God made you to be and God has given to you what He wants you to have. And then we learned that some prosperity is the result of doing things right, making wise choices, making good investments, working hard, being in the right place at the right time and doing things the correct way and living by the Word of God and using biblical principles. And so you prosper. And we looked at examples from the Word of God concerning that. Then for 2 weeks, we looked at this very subject here. And that is, for some, prosperity is not possible because of sin, because of wrongdoing, or because of wrong attitudes. And we looked at illustrations from Numbers and Deuteronomy. And I did not cover the one from 1 Kings during the message, but I have referred to it both on Sunday night and Wednesday night. And I'm not looking at it again today. Last Sunday morning, I used just one verse out of that section, and that was Proverbs 28:13. And I applied that and used it as a preparation for communion of the Lord's table. This morning, I would encourage you to just jot down those other references and look at them at a later time. Jeremiah.